Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about agriculture producers and mental health challenges. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Amanda Stone, Mississippi State University Dairy Specialist, and Dr. David Byes, Mississippi State University Extension State Health Specialist. Dr. Byes, this turbulent agriculture industry puts extreme stress on farmers, especially those in dairy. Of course, millions of folks suffer from mental and emotional illness, regardless of career choice. But do rural health issues differ from those in other areas?
Yeah, there's no doubt that these days the mental and emotional health of people living in rural areas is getting the attention it's needed for a long time. I try to stay up to date on these things, and I found that RHI Hub or ruralhealthinfo.org is a great place to do that. They recently pointed out that while the prevalence of mental illness is similar between rural and urban residents, the services available are very different. Mental health care needs are not met in many rural communities across the country because adequate services are not there. The most recent data, in fact, shows that 9%, basically 9% of residents age 18 or older who live in rural areas had mental illness in 2017. That's about 6.8 million people. It's a smaller number, but it's very concerning that 4.9% or almost 5% of residents in these rural counties experience serious thoughts of suicide. And a recent report from the University of Kentucky showed that average rates for suicidal thoughts, plans, and attempts were higher among residents of these rural areas compared to metro areas. So we got to look at what's going on. And some of the big issues here, there's limited availability, meaning that rural residents often travel long ways to get the services they need. They're less likely to be insured for mental health services, and they're less likely to recognize an illness, and availability is also an issue. The availability means that there's overwhelming shortages of mental health professionals and mental health providers. Another big issue we've got, Amy, is that of acceptability, and it's really a stigma issue. We stigmatize those that need or receive mental health care, and we just really got to get through that.
Yeah, and Amy, if I could add, too, that Dr. Byes is raising some really good points about the rural population, but I wanted to be sure that we talk about farmers specifically. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently released a poll that showed that 91% of farmers and farm workers said financial issues impact farmers' mental health, and that nearly 88% are fears of losing the farm. And others said that there's more generalized stress, right, from the weather, the economy, isolation, and the social stigma that Dr. Byes was referencing. None of this is surprising. But what's fascinating is that farmers think that other people have more problems than them, so that there's other people in the rural communities, the state, suburban communities in the nation that are dealing with this, but really they are also. The poll showed that rural adults are more likely to say mental health is a major problem in urban areas and suburban communities than rural communities. But in urban, it's 53%, suburban 41%, and rural 38%. But more than half of all rural adults have either personally sought care or have a family member who has sought care for a mental health condition. So this suggests that we know we have a problem, but we don't really want to talk about it.
I'm glad you brought those points up, Dr. Stone. For us in Extension, we should be able to make a real difference by helping our folks, both Extension agents and the clients we serve. Part of it's just talking about it and normalizing the challenges that we all face.
Dr. Stone, you had an experience with a person who confided in you about this issue. Would you mind briefly sharing that?
About 4 years ago, someone confided in me about thoughts of suicide. Looking back at this point, I know now that I didn't handle it in the best way for me or for him. If I had mental health first aid training before this happened, I know that I would have handled it differently and probably would have been more effective. Luckily and thankfully, he did not go through with doing that, but it could have been handled in a different way.
What are some resources for farmers, producers, ag professionals, and other rural workers to turn to?
Dr. Stone just referenced mental health first aid, and I'm proud to say that we now got a whole cadre of folks trained through Extension to deliver mental health first aid trainings. And we actually have about 100 of our agents trained as mental health first aiders. We're rolling out training for youth mental health first aider training for adults who work with youth, which will extend to our 4-H volunteers across the state also.
We will be discussing more about this in future segments. In the meantime, you can just do a Google search for Mississippi State Extension Mental Health. Today, we've been speaking with David Byes, State Health Specialist, also with Amanda Stone, Dairy Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.